Okay, today's daf is Erev in Daf Yudalet, and Erev in Yudalet talks about, based on the Mishnah, the shear of a korah that is round, and the Gemara speaks about if the circumference is 3, then the diameter will be 1, and that will be enough. So on that Mishnah, the Gemara talks about how do you know this measurement of 3 to 1, pi, Miran Emilis. The Gemara goes to Pasuk about the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Yam, the mikvah that Shlomo built in the Beis HaMikdash. Yam Shel Shlomo, how big was it? It was as big as 150 mikvahs, and the Gemara goes through all the calculations. How do you get 150 mikvahs? That's how the Gemara gets into the measurements. And the Gemara goes into, on Amud Beis, the issues of height and width and all the different measurements. We talk about mikvah. The Gemara also on top talks about the drasha of how do you know the concept of mikvah. As the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Vayikra, Verachat says Pesaro b'mayim b'mei mikvah. B'mei mikvah excluding maybe mei mayim chayim. Kol Pesaro mayim shekol gufo olabahen. V'kama hein, how much is that? Ama alaba brum ama, 1 by 1 by 3. And the Chachamim say, "V'shir Chachamim may mikvah arba'im sa'." 40 sa', as we know, is the minimum of a mikvah. So we'll talk a little bit today about the mitzvah of building a mikvah, maybe a little bit about tevila, but let's see what we can talk about. So the Chinuch, based on the Rambam, quotes in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Hey, the mitzvah of tevila b'mikvah, right? Building a mikvah is a hechsher, right? The ocean is also a mikvah, but tevila b'mikvah is the building a mikvah is a hechsher. The mitzvah obviously is tevila in the mikvah. Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Hey in the Sefer Chinuch. The Rambam has it in Mitzvah Asase Kuf Tes. She nitval b'mei mikvah va'oz nitar me'ez min mimini atoma shenitmei nubo. The mitzvah is to be tovel in a mikvah, and after that we are tamei. Shneim avarachatz es b'saro ubach kabbalah mayim shekol b'saro olabahen, as our Gemara says, v'shiyu chachamim shehein arba'im sa'ah. That there is, it's 40 sa'ah, v'zeu shir mikvah. That is the shir of the mikvah. Where does 40 sa'ah come from? So if you look in the Yagdol Torah, a likut from today, quotes from Rameir Shapiro, right? You could really could have had less, 9 sa'ah, at most 12 sa'ah to cover the body. Ela kavana, it's not just covering the body, but it's being mevatel the body. Ro'en anu kilu kol aguf male mayim v'hamayim otz v'malav. And there's bittel, and bittel, that's what the lashon of kol aguf ole bahem. Ol is a lashon of a bittel, and the Rebbe Milovavitch says ki a bittel sarach lios muchler v'shalem. And the word tevila are the osios habitel. His batluzu mevila de tara b'shar shahadam evatel atzmo. When a person is bevatel himself in the water, who misala mehaanishelo kol gufa olabahen azehu nase kli lekedusha. So that's the mitzvah of tevila going into the mikvah of 40 sa'ah. Min ha-Torah, the Chinuch continues, Bein Shehiyu, again, this is not our topic now, but Mayim She'uvim is another topic we'll talk about at Hashem one day. Bein Shehiyu ha-Mayim She'uvim, O Shehem Shichu, O Min ha-Mayanos, O Min ha-Gashamim, Ha-Kol Kasher, Mid ha-Raisa, there's no problem, of Mayim She'uvim. Sha-Torah, Amr Mikveh Mayim, Mikom Makom, Avachachamim Pasol, Kol Mikveh Shemim of She'uvim. Chazal asserted using Pasol, any water that is She'uvim. The Rambam writes, at the end of Hilchos Mikvaos, which is the last halacha in Sefer Tara, Dover Bar Vagolui, Sha Tumos Vataras Xeris Akasav Hain. Really, Tumavatara is Xeris Akasav. Einamit Verm Shadaitl Shalda Machras Osam. It's not something that the das of a person we can understand, that it's logical. Farahim Michalachukim, it's a chok. How you go into the water and all of a sudden you become Tahar, right? The spiritual grime is removed from you. Right, the tumah is exeris hakasev and the tara is exeris hakasev. So both are not understandable. So what is it? V'adavar tali b'kavanas alev l'ficha chamer chachanim tavol ohok zakilu l'tavol v'yafalpikin remez yesh b'davar k'shem sham mechuvan libo l'taher. Just like if a person has kavanah l'tar kiven shetavol tahar, if he has kavanah l'tar, then once he goes into the mikvah, then he becomes tahar. V'yaval ishon eschadish b'gufa davar, even if there's nothing new on the body, kacha mechaving libo l'tar nafsho mitumas hanafashos shehin machshavos ha'oven v'deos haros. Once we decide to put myself into the mikvah of Deos Tovos, kivach is kibalibo lefrosh me ozon ha'etzos ve'vi nafsho b'mei adas toher. Just like when you go to the mikvah, you want to become tahor, so too in the spiritual realm, you can become tahor. So again, that is the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvot. So this is the mitzvah of tefillah. Maybe we'll see at the end if there's more time to go into it. But what we'll talk about today is a little bit about the chiyuv to build a mikvah. The Rama writes in Choshen Mishpat that no matter who you are in the town, even if you are someone who doesn't use the mikvah, what if there's an elderly couple? They don't use the mikvah. It's part of the requirements of being a toshav, being a resident in the town. The Rama writes in Kuf Sama Gimel Sif Gimel. It's a very long Rama, but at the end of that Rama, says the Rama, V'chein Binyan Beis HaKnesses Govin Lefi Mamon Kol Tzarchei Ha'ir. Ava bishem iksasan einan tsrichin kagon beis chasnus o mikva vachadome afiluachi tsrichin litain chelkan. Everybody has to participate in building a mikva. A mikva is something that a Jewish couple cannot live without, and therefore it is a basis of residency. Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas relating to these topics. Rav Moshe in Choshen Mishpat in Chelek Aleph Simin Membeis has a tshuva from 1960 where he talks about mikva. Shul, which one takes precedence? Says Rav Moshe, a mikvah. Be'im yesh lemansi din ir miyuchad v'od pratim chive ir b'mesha kofin ze al ze. I'm sorry, that's the previous one. We'll get to that one soon. Mem beis. Be'ir in hamakor shebinyan mikvah kodin lebinyan beis haknesses. Hine b'dvar binyan mikvah shekodin binyan beis haknesses v'adei pashut. Af im ein lachush chas v'shalom l'takala. Even if you're not choshish l'takala, that people are going to be together, a husband and wife without the mikvah, still the mikvah comes first. Ki arei yia bazem minyas piri v'rivya. V'sheves, because not having a mikvah will prevent puravu, will prevent l'sheves, which the Gemara talks about, v'gam laso shalom inish l'ishto, shebishvil kol echad mehem u'kodem. Any of these, separately, puravu, or l'sheves, or laso shalom inish l'ishto, that would be kodem. V'gam shetzorach limkar af sefer Torah. V'koshke beis hakanesis b'shvil zeh. Where do you see that? The Bishul Puravu Vashevis Umufurish Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Shemocher and Sefer Torah Lisa Isha. You're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah if that's what's going to allow you to get married. Mitam Lo Tov or Ola Shevis Yitzara. The Avshak Varkiim Puravu. Even if you're ready to overcome Puravu, says the Beis Shmuel. That's why he says La Shevis and not Puravu to teach me that it's even. Not the Daraisa of Puravu, it's the Durabanan of Lasheves of populating the world. The Tamzit Puravu Vasheves, who Yeshnu Gamba Binyan, Mikva, Od, Beyoser, Shehu, Lachalanashim, Sebair. Va'afi Michon Li Salamakom Rachok, Sheyesha Mikva, Vadai, Beir Hanim, Seis Harbe, Nashim, Shlo Yuchol Elich Mirachok. Right, even if you have a Mikva in the next town. But if you don't have one in this town, not everybody can go to the far town. Upa Shabbos is Vyamtif, Ayu Asuros, and surely Shabbos and Yantif. Right, they'll be asuras, they won't be able to go. Sheboy mi zelo medias piri viriv v'sheves. Even if you want to say, oh, it's only one day a week that you're going to prevent puravu l'sheves, that's also a problem. That's also a value. Ach limkar beis haknesses shekvar banui afshar hashoy midina mikoshke mi sefer Torah chamir mi sefer Torah lein yisrichon l'shalah b'chol hakochos shlo limkar. If the choice is you don't know what to build, then mikvah for sure comes first. If you already have a shul, another question is to sell the shul in order to get the mikvah. So that is something that we'll talk about soon. But again, Rav Moshe, that we try not to. We work very, very hard to not have that. But again, if there's no choice, then there's no choice. Even in that case, Rav Moshe, two tshuvas earlier in Simon Mem. That's where he talks about the Muncie mikvah. This is 1959. 1959, he was asked, it seems like there was a mikveh in the next town, and the question is, if you have to build one in the place where, closer to the residence. V'imkin borer, I'm skipping, sha'an she'im mansi, she'nechshivu l'kol aroim, she'im yoter shayachim zelazeh, mila ayaros acheros, hasmuchos, nechshivu l'ir b'fnei atzmo, because they're in a separate area. V'kofin zelazeh. Af hamiut esharov lechol tzarchei tzibur. Even the minority can force the majority for all the needs of the city. Shebechlal zeh hu gam beis haknesses v'liknos sefer Torah u'lahachnas arachim v'kishol tztaka. All the needs of a city. V'kol shekin lasos mikva she'adif mi beis haknesses v'chein kol tzarchei ha'ir. Again, a mikva comes before a shul. V'ein yachol shum adam l'tchos v'lomar shu shayach la'era zu o lazu. And people living there can't say, well, I belong to the other town. Ki mikivin she'dor b'mansi bal karchach tzarchei Umotzi in ze gam bedayonim, umemela in l'shum adam litchos, sheyesh lo mitzvas Vitzdakos acheros litein. I have other charities that I give. Kizeu michuyve diri mamon shekodem litzdakos. This is a chiyuv mamon. You live in a city, you have to give. Ubedvar tainus omrim. And those who claim shein tsarech lemikva hol v'yishtei mikvos bayeras asmuchos. There are two mikvas in the neighboring towns. Va'av sheish mahalach shnei milin. Who betoch hatchum mitzad iburei harim v'rashon alech l'sham gam b'shabbes. It's a long walk, but it's still within the tchum. V'arotzim b'mikva toanim shal kopanim mutavar kashel anashim lelech shnei milim v'gam yisharim shekarim tuva. You have to walk very far, and it's cold days. Hanachol ani es daiti. The rakim arabim rotzim b'mikva b'sholze yichon lakufas ma'atim. If it's possible to get there, then you go by the majority. Avalam hei ma'atim im yichon lakufas arabim. Then you can't force the tzibur. Kivan shevada yish ein choshin zel tzarach. I didn't see a bakar, right? On a weekday, you can get there by a car. Buses. If it's possible. But if the majority wants it, then you have to follow the majority. But if the majority wants it, then that's it. The minority has to help pay. Because even to the minority, you're going to gain something from this. And what if there is a mikvah, but you don't rely on the hashgacha of those rabbis? Then you can't force. If there are rabbanim there, and the minority relies on those rabbanim, and they have a heter hora, so just because people are extra machmir and they don't want to rely on those, so that's not something that you could force people's pocketbook on. So those are two tshuvas of Rav Moshe in Chosha Mishpat Chelak Aleph, Simen Mem and Simen Mem Beis. Relating to the issue that Rav Moshe brought up in the other tshuva, and that is, what about selling, right, again, before you build anything, you build a mikvah before a shul. What if you already have a shul? So the Shulchan Aruch has a whole siman about covered based like an assess. If you look at siman Kufnun Gimel, that's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses, based on the Mishnayos and the Gemaras in Megillah, Dine Beis HaKnesses, what are you allowed to do to a Beis HaKnesses? The Shulchan Aruch says, Mutar Lasos Beis HaKnesses Beis HaMedrash, Avalo Beis HaMedrash Beis HaKnesses. What happens if you sell a Beis HaKnesses? What are you allowed to do with the money? So that's the context of this siman. So if you look in Sif Tes, Kishamochrim Anshe Akfar Beis HaKnesses, when villagers want to sell a shul, when they're allowed to. Yuchon Lamat, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'uadil b'shal krachim, kishatolu b'shal zebinyin kedat b'das hayachin. It just says Anshe Kfar, because those who are allowed to. But anybody who sells it, if you have the heter to sell a shul, Yuchon Lamachro Memkar Olam. You could sell it for a permanent sale. B'ha lokech yaseh b'mashi yirtze, and the buyer could do whatever he wants with it. Chutz, mimerchatz, ubersaki, ubeis tevila, ubeis akise. Except for a bathhouse, a tannery, a bathroom, or a beis tefila, a mikvah. Mishnah Berurah, shekol elu tashmishim megunim ma'od. All of these are tashmishim megunim. People are going to not clothed there. V'asr laso son b'makom shoye beis haknesses. Afilu, and you can't build that in a place where there was a shul. Afilu nafala binyan b'makom ahu. Finisher raktel ba'alma. Right? Even if there's just a mound there. Also, l'shtami sham be'ilu arba advarim. V'chinasu l'zro b'makom ahu. Shkoze u'gnai l'makom shoye mitchila beis haknesses. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So one second. You can't sell a shul for a beis hatfila. So Rav Moshe says that, and others, if there is no choice, then you do have flexibility. The Har Tzvi discusses this. If Ein Breirer, Tzvi Pesach Frank, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Tes, he says this Befeirish. Says this Befeirish in the case of in Beis HaKnesses in Isrokein in Mutul Asos Lo Mikvah Tara. An empty shul, can you make it into a mikvah? V'gam cheder l'shchitas ofos, or a shlachthaus. Sheshnei advarim halalu chaserim lahem. Because this city, they don't have a mikvah, they don't have a place to do shchita. So he quotes the Mishnah and the Gemara in Megillah, and he quotes our Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "Benidon didon, im tove ya'ir yimkru bepirsum, dezen nikru b'maman anshi ya'ir, debekiyai gavna mutter la'lokech l'shtamish bu kechef, so aflar ba'adam manal." If you sell it publicly and everybody realizes it, and based on Sir and Rishonim, then the buyer can do whatever he wants with it. Veshidas Haran Vesiyata, the Kudus Be'dekneses Rakhtar Abanan, ubeis ha'tfila, hu miyisodei ha'tora, v'nogeya le'isr kares. And a mikvah is Yisodei Adas, v'nogeya le'isr kares, Davar nachutz kazeh she'en lam beis atfilo yecholam lemkor be'ez eschum shehu sheikanis l'toch beis hakneses achadash. V'sham yasu beis atfilo u'makab shchita lezakos harabim b'li chash. So says, that's what the Har Tzvi says, that's what the Chazon Ish writes in Pe'er Hador, in Beis Kuf Nun Zayin. He even uses the lashon of better to for Shomrei Torah, Velom De Torah, to violate a small aveira of selling a shul for a mikvah, rather than many Jews, you know, not violate a Isser Chamor, and that of Kares, of not going to the mikvah. So that's the language of the Chazon Ish. If you look in the other Jews of Ramoshi, he talks about other requirements that are needed for mikvahs. Number one, he said there needs to be a high standard of hygiene. That's part of the chiyuv of a mikvah, right? Yoredeya beiz tzadi. Vad yiskinu karoy a mikvah l'anashim, yishlam noah esho anashim ilitvo. Number one, you need a separate mikvah. The men shouldn't use the same mikvah as the women, because the women themselves will be uncomfortable using that mikvah, knowing that the men went in there, even if it's separate times. In general, once a year, if you need an extra mikvah for Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but in general, they shouldn't use the same mikvah, says Ramosha. Yishlam noas anashim mi litvol b'mikvah shetovlas anashim. Me'achar sha'anashim mochos bazeh. Mitam desovro shuchisaron l'nikiyas. Shemakbidos ozeh. They think it's not going to be clean. V'hu b'kuli alma. Gam l'shor l'meshav l'ein yishak. Uve prat shebit Detroit. Ika oj de mikvos b'shnei batek nasios. Right, there are other mikvahs for men. Shabarur she'anichu l'komishi yirtzem me anashim litvol b'mikvah oseyem u'ba'ad tashlumin v'aday anichu. Surely if they pay. V'yaf she'hem b'mikomos rechokim ma'at ein k'peda kolkach mi litvol sham v'lo shayach klal ladun bazeh. U'pashud l'aniyaz daiti, says Ramosha. Sha'af elu she'in esharam b'tila takanes ezra, and even those who are not makvah for takanes ezra to go to the mikvah for balkeri before they learn Torah, m'chuyavin la'azor l'binyan mikvah. Even if you're not a mikvah guy, for a men's mikvah, you should participate. Avur tfilas hanashim. Mishum devada yish lahachshav ga mikvah da'anashim mitzorchei ha'ir. That's also a tzorach of the year. Even if I'm not a person who uses the mikvah too often. Me'achar shu davar haroi lizar bazeh. Av she'en ochova. She'en lecha tzorach gadol mizeh. She'komi she'irza l'kayim komili mal yusa. Umili dechasidusa she'yuchal l'kayim. So that is one. If you look in the next tshuva also, Ramosha says that one has to be very makbid of tznius, of the placement of the mikvah. There was a story in 1964 where he has a case where there was a mikvah in a bad neighborhood. B'dvar mikvah shenimseis b'makom prutzim v'nachrim she'efshar she'istaklu b'shas tfilas anashim. Says Ramosha, pashunu davar asur. If it's in a place where there are windows that people will be able to see in, it's asur to have a mikvah like that. Sharihi aruma b'makom she'odas she'akom istaklim bo'uzu pritzis gedola. Number one, it's pritzis is inappropriate. V'yaf rak b'makom she'efshar l'nachrim istakel afshalo baru she'istaklu hu asur. Even if it's only a chance that they might look. Even if they vade, they might not look. And not only is it not pritzus, but it is a chshash that maybe she won't be tovelas properly. V'gam yesh lachush lahatfila shema lo tov lakaroi. Kepir shatosas nidid daf samachvav, where Tosas goes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chananel, why a woman cannot be tovel b'namal in a port, ki b'nei adam mitzuyim sham, u'biasa u'memaheres, v'nei shabosha mi b'nei adam mitzuyim sham, and she might not be tovelas properly. If a woman thinks that she's being seen or something like that in a place that's not sanua, she might not be tovelas properly. V'rak b'dievid b'mer zbori li shetoval tikaroi also latfila. V'lachein vada shach chiyuv al bnei ha'ir livnos mikvah b'makom haroi shelo yeh chas v'shalom shum chshash pritzus. There shouldn't be any chshash v'lo yeh shum chshash busha u'pachan mibnei adam v'ashi yivnu tzorach limso eza eitz. And until they build, says Ramosh, you got to figure something out. Shelo yeh efshar listakal that nobody could see in v'yuchlo litbol ki ha e efshar lios ha'ir af laila achas b'lo mikvah ksheira. You can't leave even one night without a mikvah. Upashut, and says Ramosha, Shemasharotzim menale hakihilo limkar bikodem mikvah hayishana. You want to sell the old mikvah first, sheish bagam shvitzbod v'yacharkach livnos huaser. You can't like even sell one and have a delay and not have any in the town. De'eich efshar af lachshov klal lahashir li'ir below mikvah meshach ezachadoshim. A few months, let alone one night. Da'af laila achas. Asur lios below mikvah. The chomer zetuvim mi beis haknesses is even more chomer than a shul. The Gemara Baba Basra, if you remember, the first parak talks about knocking down a shul to build a new shul, and whether you're worried about chashash takala, But this is much more chamur. Shagamkin is suichol livnos beis haknesses achad eshchila. Even a shul they say you have to build first. Al mochon beis haknesses livnos mikvah. V'yafu b'makom shein lachish lister karis chas v'shalom shul b'nias puravu. As he said in the other tshuva, even if you're not worried about takala, just puravu. The kol shekein bezmaneinu as in the Moshe surely in our day where we are worried. Shabavonosin our rabbi yish lachush leiser. Kares were choshesh for in Isser Kares shavu yamdu b'nisayin nukshalotia mikvatara v'lachin take of umiyad immediately yesh l'bnei ha'ir lahaschil you have to start la v'binyan a mikvah b'makam aroy v'in lahachmitzah af l'shav kidekas of gan kvot harasa you shouldn't even wait a moment or one night in order to do it l'inyan im yesh lachu shem anachri shavak mayim alagad okay maybe you're worried about the nagri that would ruin it that's not our issue. The other post can talk about the high standards that we have. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva already 500 years ago in Aleph Pehe that we should try to be choshesh l'chol ha-deos if we can. Not l'chol ha-deos, to many deos, as many as we can. Because again, the mikveh is a public tzibur tool, and therefore, hecha de'efshar latzeis, de'kola machlokes, v'lasos mikveh kasher, kulo shomem sa'ah, osin, says the Radvaz in Aleph Pehe. V'yafalpi v'im yishbo memsak shirim emali al tefo v'nosin afilo kol amkulo v'chol lui ketidu. So you have to try to be yotze all the standards. Rav Sternbach also in Chelik Dalet Simin Shenches says that most communities bizman hazeh are melting pots. The people that come from different places with different traditions, and in order to try to help all of those be comfortable with what there is, mikvah is something he doesn't quote it, but I'll add similar to eruv to try to be yotze to as many deos as one can. Rav Moshe writes in Yeridei in Aleph Kuf Yud Aleph, there's no way to be Yotze all the deos. Some of them are opposite each other, but one has to try to do what one can. Not if it's going to bankrupt the community, especially if it's in a small village. Rav Moshe writes in another tshuva in Yeridei a Beis Petes. If it's going to bankrupt a small town, then no, just build a basic mikvah that generally can be relied on. But in general, if one can, one should try to build it with a high standard. That's what Rav Sternbach writes in Moadim Muzmanim. Simin Shinches. Nirish Ayom Yishtam Meyuchar Lahachmer Latzeis. Bishav Avodesin Arabim Achre Achorban Ano Rasha Rokilos Yisrael Nersu Sride Hapletom Imkomo Shonim Ubiminhagim Shonim Niskapsu Barzina Kadosha Ubikomo Shonim by America of Europa. Right, there's melting pots and everybody holds of different things. So therefore, one should try to have the option for as many shitas as possible. But again, this is all about Binyan Amikvis based on the Yamshel Shlomo that we saw in today's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.